With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A report of rare and severe cases of blood clots in six women has prompted a nationwide pause in the use of Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Campbell County Executive Director of Public Health Jane Glazer stated that as of yesterday, anyone with appointments to be vaccinated can still receive the Moderna vaccine instead. A former Gillette businessman used customers' money to keep his business running rather than getting the items and services customers purchased. The news record says William Anthony Dose pleaded guilty to one count of felony theft in a plea agreement in which three other felony counts and five misdemeanor charges were dismissed. One person was taken to the hospital after a one-vehicle rollover on Maple Circle yesterday. A passenger in the vehicle said the driver all of a sudden started going full speed. Unable to stop the vehicle, the passenger instead steered it into a tree. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Although recent moisture has helped, almost 30% of the state continues to be on the edge of severe drought. The news record reports Campbell County is classified as being in severe drought, according to the National Weather Service. As of last week, Gillette had only received 3.25 inches of rain since October 1st, which is just over 50% less than normal. The state has urged special districts to become independent, and the Campbell County Weed and Pest District has started the process after a unanimous vote from the Weed and Pest Board. Services won't change, but an estimated $61,000 in startup costs will be seen. The board has said it won't raise the tax levy this year and expects the transition will take a couple of months. Individual Campbell County departments will soon have their own social media pages. An amendment to the social media use policy was approved by commissioners last week. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.